Hi, it's Paul Hurst here with the Key103 Media Bus today outside Tesco in Oldham. And the topic of today is all about recycling. And just let me describe what we have here. We have one of those big advertising trucks parked by the bus. Great big message which you can't miss. Right stuff, right bin. We can save £25 million for our public services. That's the message from Greater Manchester Council with Oldham Council. And I've got somebody from Oldham Council who joins us now who's in charge of this initiative to help promote recycling. First of all, why don't you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're doing here today?
Thank you very much. It's a great opportunity to spoke on that platform. Message conveyed to all over the Oldham and the surrounding and all that. My name is Masood Khan, but most of the people, they know me as a Max, and I'm working for Oldham Metropolitan Borough Council for the last 5 years in different projects. My speciality, you can say that I'm working for waste management and especially environment sector. Initially, when we started in 2000, and you can say that in 2009, when we were project about recycling to improve Oldham recyclings, because Oldham itself is a diversified sort of area where Asian people were there, Asian communities, different languages. Just give you your general, just for a knowledge, is more than 38 languages spoken in Oldham, and people are coming from different backgrounds, different areas. So our job is to establish a team with the local people, with the local lads, to speak the local languages and improve the local recycling facilities. So when we started, Oldham was bottom three. So just want to tell you short, we trained local lads and designed different you can say the information packed with the people, what's going on, what happened. You go to the door knocking. And then after that, within 1.5 years, thanks to our line manager and my team, Oldham was number three at that time. And
So it's gone from bottom three to top three.
So that was a big achievement. So yeah. After that, we got some more money from our council through or different local council, because that project was a part of national level. Because RAP, which is another big organization, is called Waste Resource Action Program, who give us the money to improve the local recycling facilities. So when we give them education, we translate and interpret in different languages, which are mostly common in Asian community, which one is Sylheti and Bangladeshi and Urdu language. So my lads were talking to different people in their own languages and tell them what's going on and what's going into the dried bin.
Okay, so it's not just about saying something, it's about how you say it. And what you're saying is, obviously, we've got to communicate in the cultural and the community languages that people are using out on the streets, and you know, communicating with people so that they're comfortable with the message as well.
Like you said, unfortunately, the first generation, when they come to this country, they are not really good in English. So whenever they saw us as a local people from the local community, they go there and tell them what's going on. That's the first thing. And after that, like you said, what were the main aim from the council? Because it's quite hard to, like, £25 million is not a small amount. It's too much. It's a massive amount. You can utilize this money in the schools, education, in their own local community. So what's the message was, if you improve recycling, you can improve the local area, local community, the look, and what the issues are. That's another thing. Like what the issues, like fly tipping. And then, like you said, the main aim was educate people. It's not nothing to do with enforcement, nothing to do about anything to give them up. Like Asian people, why Asian people? It's not like that. It's about the what basically the right message to the people. Yeah. So when we give them a bins, we tell them what the right stuff. Like brown bin is for the bottles. What type of bottles? There are different bottles. Like people put toys, people put cardboard, Tetra Pak. So when we go there, we tell them, I give them a leaflets, put the tags on, and end of the day, we monitor them. And it's a massive difference, like you said. Communication is an essential key. When people come to you, they talk their own languages, telling about the local area. And with the help of our team, rest of the people, we record their message and give them the relevant authority.
So I think it's fair to say that some people can be wary about recycling. You know, you get some negative comments about, you know, why should we have to recycle and things like that. Is that the same in the Asian communities, or is it a bigger problem or a lesser problem for the Asian communities?
I think it's everywhere. Like when you started one thing, all the good things and the bad thing, but end of the day, like I said, when you know the culture, when you know the languages, it's the right thing. Because nobody, I don't think so, it's only few people who always have a problem initially. Like, you know, I give you a simple example. When we started, you say how many bins we got, because initially you got one bin. It's about landfilling, how much money we're going to pay and how much money we say. If you do recycle, think about it. You can sort out all your stuff. Sometimes it's hard, it's difficult. So it's general. It's like it's general. Common people have their common thing. But end of the day, when you go to the bottom line lab, when you start recycling, look at the difference. Mm. How clean it is, and how beneficial it is for your own self, for environment, and for the future prospect, you can say. Landfill, it doesn't go to the landfill, and we can recycle again and again.
Now, I'm glad you mentioned landfill, because obviously it costs money to bury waste. It's always a short-term solution, very expensive for the taxpayer ultimately.
£220 per ton right now we are paying for landfill charges. So that's just give you a simple example. We are working another new project, and this is first time in the history of I think Europe and England as well. That's the people who are using food waste, they're using plastic bags. So what we did, we select those areas where the contamination rate is more than 90% in all over Oldham. So we target the local shops, we give them a bags. We're selling these bags to local people for 3p a bag. That's in Oldham. They go to the local shops, the local business booms up, they promote the local bags as well, and the people who just pay 3p a bag, and they can use these bags for their food waste. And I'm very glad, I feel proud about for my team, my land manager, they trusted, and we did a remarkable result. Up till now, we sort out more than 10,000 properties who are doing before contamination. Give you a simple example, like 5 ton a week of food waste from one area. Just think about that, how much money and how much food waste is not going to the landfill. So,
and so obviously you're getting results with this approach and the various work and initiatives that you've established. We've only got a few minutes left today, but I can't end the interview without inviting you to maybe, you mentioned 38 languages used on the streets. I believe you know 7. So I'd like you to give us a blast, a message to our listeners in 7 languages when it comes to recycling.
These are the different dialects, because in Oldham you can speak Urdu, Punjabi, Mirpuri. So in Urdu, mostly is Urdu. So if I say something for my listeners who spoke Asian languages, ke assalamu alaikum, main aapse yehi kehna chahta hu ki apne ilake ko saaf rakhne ke liye aap proper tarike se recycling kare aur usko dusre logon ko bhi ye message pahunchaye taaki apni community ko aap behtar rakhe. Same within Punjabi, I can say assalamu alaikum, pehno to prao, tusi jehda bhi kaam kar rahe ho the, dekho tusi jithon is mulk vich rehnde ho, tusi recycling nu improve karo, aur jadon tusi karoge te ilaka aur dusri cheezan tusi theek durust tarike naal karoge te So these are different languages, you can say these are different dialects. So in that particular way, I can say that everybody knows that it's a good thing for your local community and local environment. So when you do that rightly, we do have a right thing for right stuff. Like say, right bin, right stuff. So it's a part of that thing as well.
Well, Max, it's good to know that common sense is common sense in any language. It strikes me that what's happening here is incredibly good practice for encouraging us all to be better at recycling. Thanks for your time
problem.
Today.
Just one more thing, Lasse. Yep. It's just about education. We are nothing to target. This message sometimes say about Asian people, it's nothing to do with that. It's just about we educate people to do this one for your own self and for ourselves. That's the message.
We all benefit.
Yeah, that's we all benefit.
We all benefit.
Thank you very much for this. I really appreciate that. It's the first time. I am really glad on the behalf of Oldham Council. I'm really thankful to Key103, and I hope we're going to do something in future as well. Thank you very much.
Well, watch this.
Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, and watch this space.